Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Come, let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come, let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Come, let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is your health and salvation. Let all who hear now to his temple draw near, joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things is wondrously reigning, and as on wings of an eagle uplifting, sustaining. Have you not seen all that is needful has been sent by his gracious ordaining? Praise to the Lord, who will prosper your work and defend you. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily attend you. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, as with his love he befriends you. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that has life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again, gladly forever adore him. Alleluia. God has raised up Christ from the dead and given him glory. Alleluia. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. God has raised up Christ from the dead and given him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise be to you, O Lord, beyond the highest heavens. Alleluia. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Praise be to you, O Lord, beyond the highest heavens. Alleluia. Alleluia. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Alleluia. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him. Who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them, that we may always love and praise your holy name. Alleluia. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Alleluia. My whole body rejoices. Alleluia. With all my strength I will praise my God. Alleluia. From the first letter of the Apostle John. Little children, let us love in deed and in truth, and not merely talk about it. This is our way of knowing we are committed to the truth and are at peace before him, no matter what our consciences may charge us with. For God is greater than our hearts, and all is known to him. Beloved, if our consciences have nothing to charge us with, we can be sure that God is with us, and that we will receive at his hands whatever we ask. Why? Because we are keeping his commandments and doing what is pleasing in his sight. His commandment is this: we are to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and are to love one another as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he remains in us, from the Spirit that he gave us. All who keep God's commandments live in God, and God lives in them. We know that he dwells in us by the Spirit he has given us. Alleluia. In his Holy Spirit, God created wisdom, which he has poured forth upon all creation and has offered to those who love him. We know that he dwells in us by the Spirit he has given us. Alleluia. From a homily on the Song of Songs by St. Gregory of Nyssa, Bishop. When love has entirely cast out fear, and fear has been transformed into love, then the unity brought us by our Savior will be fully realized, for all men will be united with one another through their union with the one supreme good. They will possess the perfection ascribed to the dove, according to our interpretation of the text. One alone is my dove, my perfect one. She is the only child of her mother, her chosen one. Our Lord's words in the Gospel bring out the meaning of this text more clearly. After having conferred all power on his disciples by his blessing, he obtained many other gifts for them by his prayer to the Father. Among these was included the greatest gift of all, which was that they were no longer to be divided in their judgment of what was right and good, for they were all to be united to the one supreme good. As the Apostle says, they were to be bound together with the bonds of peace in the unity that comes from the Holy Spirit. They were to be made one body and one spirit by the one hope to which they were all called. We shall do better, however, to quote the sacred words of the Gospel itself. I pray, the Lord says, that they all may be one, that as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, so they also may be one in us. Now the bond that creates this unity is glory. That the Holy Spirit is called glory, no one can deny if he thinks carefully about the Lord's words. The glory you gave to me, I have given to them. In fact, he gave this glory to his disciples when he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Although he had always possessed it, even before the world existed, he himself received this glory when he put on human nature. Then, when his human nature had been glorified by the Spirit, the glory of the Spirit was passed on to all his kin, beginning with his disciples. This is why he said, "The glory you gave to me, I have given to them, so that they may be one as we are one. With me in them and you in me, I want them to be perfectly one." Whoever has grown from infancy to manhood and attained to spiritual maturity possesses the mastery over his passions and the purity that makes it possible for him to receive the glory of the Spirit. He is that perfect dove upon whom the eyes of the bridegroom rest when he says, "One alone is my dove, my perfect one. I no longer call you servants. Instead, I call you friends, for you have seen all the things I have done among you. Receive the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, whom the Father will send you. Alleluia. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Receive the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, whom the Father will send you. Alleluia. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you all angels, all powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day we bless you. We praise your name forever. Keep us today, Lord, from all sin. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we have put our trust in you. In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. Graciously hear our supplications, O Lord, so that we, who believe that the Savior of the human race is with you in your glory, may experience, as he promised until the end of the world, his abiding presence among us, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.